Good morning. How are you girls today? Good. All right. The title of Pastor Jim's sermon is what? Can you read that for me?
A gift of Holy Spirit.
Yep. So who do you think we might be talking about today? God. Okay. What about
the Holy
Trinity? Who are the three? What are the three parts of the Holy Trinity? God the Father, Son, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. Exactly. Okay. So I'm going to read you a couple of verses that are going to kind of lead into the way of what we're going to talk about. So this is in John 14, John chapter 14 in the Bible. And the title of the section that Pastor Jim is reading from is called Jesus, the Way to the Father. So we've got the Father already mentioned, and Jesus, second part of the Holy Trinity, Jesus is the way to the who? To the Father. Okay, Jesus, so keep that in your brain. Jesus, the way to the Father. And this is Jesus talking. If you know me, you will know the Father. So if you know Jesus, second part of the Trinity, you will know the who? The Father. Okay? The Father, and this again, this is Jesus talking. The Father is in me doing his work. So that already gives us a clue that the Father is in Jesus, and so they are one, right? Two in the same. All right? And then in verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, so, and he's talking to us now. So if we love Jesus and keep his command and keep my commands, then I will ask the Father, so we've got God in there again, God the Father, to give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever. So who do you think that advocate is to help us and to believe and to be with us forever? The Holy Spirit, exactly. So Jesus is going to ask the Father, because Jesus died on the cross, the Father can now be a part of us through his Spirit and be our advocate and to help us forever. Now, I don't know, cartoons are a little different now than they were when I was a little kid and when you guys were little kids, but have you ever seen the cartoons where it's like, you know, somebody has a decision to make and there's an angel on one shoulder and sometimes like the devil on the other shoulder? You've seen commercials like that? Have you ever seen that before, Jesse? Do you know what I'm talking about? No. That's not exactly how it works, but when we have the Spirit within us, it helps us think through things and work through things, and that's, we can listen to the Spirit within us to help us make good decisions. And now that school is out, your schedule is a little different now. There might be days where you're kind of wondering what to do. Heaven forbid I say you get bored, because don't ever tell your parents you're bored, because they'll give you something to do, right? I know Ruthie knows that. I'll say, let me tell you how to not be bored anymore. Yeah, I make you clean or do laundry, exactly. But what are some things you can channel the Holy Spirit within you, God within you, Jesus within you, and what are some things that you could do this summer that will show that you have Jesus within you, that the Spirit is working within you to ultimately show others who God is? What are some things that you could do, potentially? Exactly, you could help the community. Yep, you could clean your room and donate some of your items that you don't need anymore or don't use anymore to church community services or Habitat for Humanity. That's helping the community. You could go volunteer at some of those places. I know you guys know a lot about that. What are some other things you could do, like when you're at camps or hanging out with friends? What is something that you can do that channels this Holy Spirit within you that shows other people that you have God within you? Do the right thing, exactly. Mm-hmm. Point them in the right direction. Think about if you have to make a decision, think about what Jesus would do in a situation with that. Okay? So we've got Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus, through the Father, by dying on the cross, gives us the Holy Spirit to be within us, to be our advocate, to help us and to be with us forever, to help us make good decisions. Any questions? Any comments? Would anyone like to pray? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son and the gift of your Spirit to be in us, and we praise you and thank you that we have the Holy Spirit as our advocate who will be with us and help us forever. In Jesus' name, amen.